The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to your program, Treasures. And we will start commenting on the chapter 13 of St. John's Gospel. I want to remind you that in the last chapter, chapter 12, we were celebrating the Palm Day, and then there were tough times with the Jews. And today we will start from chapter 13 till chapter 17, spending time with the Lord in the Last Supper day, on the Thursday, the day before his crucifixion. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. So it's like kind of starting telling us the story of this long day, because we will stay in this day for five chapters. So Saint John, the writer of the Gospel, told us that the Lord himself, because of his love, the eternal love, he wanted to deliver his last message to the disciples and telling them the last important sermons about the Holy Spirit, telling them the truth of his crucifixion and resurrection, because after a few hours they will face the reality of his death. So before the feast of the Passover, which was on Friday, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, and the hour, you know, it's always related to the hour of his death, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. So out of his love, he will speak these coming words, and because of his love, he will pass through this tough time of suffering, of redemption. And supper being ended, the devil, having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. So St. John told that the story starting from the heart of Judas Iscariot, the one of the 12 disciples who betrayed the Lord because he loved money more than he loved Jesus himself. And although Christ himself trusted him and gave him the authority like the other disciples to do miracles and to be one of his, you know, close friends, still he started to betray him just because of some money. And St. John related this to the devil will, because he said it this way: the devil, having already put it into the heart of Judas, Simon's son, to betray him. So, you know, when you do bad sin, it's like the work of devil in your heart, but you as a man accepted this devilish will. So devil wanted Judas to betray Jesus, and he accepted the idea because of his love to the money. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God. So the Lord Jesus, he knew everything. He knew his mission. He knew he was God, and he was also the Son of Man. He came for redemption, and that's the hour, the most important hour in his life and in the life of all generations. So because of this knowledge, you know, he started to do the last steps on earth. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. You know, it was a surprise for all the disciples, because at that day they used to have a young slave coming with the water to wash their feet. But in this special day, the Lord Himself took the water and started to wash their feet. So it wasn't easy for them to accept this action. Rose from supper and laid aside his garments, like telling them, I'm laying aside my glory. I wanted to save you. I wanted to purify your heart. I wanted to wash your feet. So I have to lay aside my garments, like laying aside my glory, and to be a slave just for you. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? You all know that Simon Peter used to speak out the word of his heart, but you know the disciples kept silent and they just obeyed the action of the Lord. But Simon Peter couldn't keep silent, so he said it this way, Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, what I'm doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. So as many things happen in our life, we may not understand the will of God at some time, but one day we will understand His will. We will understand the message. But in some times, we cannot understand the full message of God. So He did not tell them why He's doing this. He started doing what He wanted to do. And then after finishing this action, He will tell them the message. Peter said to Him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. So Christ was decisive and He told him, you have to be washed like others and you should allow me to wash your feet. And this, you know, kind of simplifying the idea, you cannot purify yourself. Let my grace help you to be purified. So I have to wash you in order to be, you know, clean enough to work my work. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. As if he's telling him, I'm not refuting the action of washing my feet. It's just like, it's not me. You wash my feet. I have to wash your feet. You are the master. I'm the slave. So he mentioned, like, I'm ready to obey your commandment, but let's just wash my head and wash my hands if you like. So Jesus said to him, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you. Just because Jesus meant Judas Iscariot at that time, he was not clean in his heart. He left the love of God. Now he is in severe status of loving money and devilish will. So he is not clean. But actually the Lord himself washed his feet like others. And if he's telling him, just accept my love and revise your mind and revise your decision. Think again of loving me much more than you love money. So he said it this way, you are clean, but not all of you. So Judas Iscariot listened to this, and he knew that the Lord himself meant him by this. Jesus said to him, he who is best needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, you are not all clean. So the action of cleaning the feet or washing the feet, you know, simplifying the idea of purification. Like the Lord himself wanted them before taking the communion, before getting the gift of Eucharist, to be purified. So he washed their feet as if telling them, you have to repent first and you have to be clean in order to get this great gift. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments and sat down again, he said to them, do you know what I have done to you? You called me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. So the simple idea of washing the feet, that the teacher, the Lord himself, is washing the feet of his disciples. So it's a message that everyone should wash the feet of others. It's not like literally washing the feet, but actually to love people and to take their burdens on your shoulder and to show love, to endure their suffering, to share their pains. So that's the idea of washing others' feet. Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. So it was the last lesson given by the Lord himself as an example. He did not, started giving a sermon about humility, how to be humble enough toward the feet of others, how to care for the pains of others, but he made it like an example. So for all their days, long after this minute, they will, see it clearly. The picture of the Lord himself sitting down on the ground and washing their feet, this will help them all their days to be humble and to wash others' feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master. So if the master, the Lord, the teacher made it this way, so everyone should do the same, should, go after him and washing others' feet. Nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. So this means that we should all, the followers of the Lord Christ, think this way. We shouldn't think in the proud way of those who have pride in their heart, feeling like superior than others. No, we have to help others by saving their lives. And in order to save them, we may just wash their feet and, endure their pains. I do not speak concerning all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scriptures may be fulfilled. He who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. So he considered the witness of the psalm about the betrayal of Judas the Iscariot, that it was mentioned in the Old Testament that there will be this kind of betrayal in the disciples of the Lord, the Messiah. I do not speak concerning all of you. So sometimes we serve people, but not all those who been served will be saved, because there is always still the free will of each man to accept the service. So after washing the feet of everyone, still the heart of Judas the Iscariot was not clean, because he did not accept the love of God. He did not respect the humility of the Lord himself. He was all into the idea of money. I do not speak concerning all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe that I am he. That's an important meaning, because, you know, if the betrayal happened and the disciples had no idea about this betrayal, and they never knew that someone, one of them, will betray the master, they will be, you know, shocked with this truth. But because the Lord mentioned this before it happened, this helped all of them to accept what's happening, because the Lord mentioned all the details of the redemption. He mentioned the betrayal, he mentioned the crucifixion, he mentioned the resurrection, he mentioned the Jew part and the Roman part of his suffering. So he mentioned all these true things before it happened, so the disciples may look up to him, knowing that he is the Messiah, he is God, and he knew what is happening. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. So because he is like sending them to be the disciples and finishing his part and now starting their part, he is, you know, delivering the responsibility. So they will start the church. So he is giving them the delegation and the authority, telling them, who receives whomever I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. When Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in spirit, because, you know, of the coming hours, of the suffering and the betrayal of Judas the Iscariot, and the hour coming now soon. So he felt like troubled in spirit. And this proved that he is real man. He is not only God, but he had the feelings of any human being. He never do sin, but he is being God and also the Son of Man. He feels bad because of the betrayal. He feels bad because of the reactions of those who he loved them so much. When Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, most assuredly I say to you, one of you will betray me. So he's repeating the same idea, that there was sitting among them one who was not clean in heart, and he planned for betraying the Lord. Then the disciples looked at one another, perplexed about whom he spoke. So it was not an easy thing for them to know this clearly, that one of them will betray him. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples. You all know that Saint John the Evangelist, he was, you know, the youngest among them, and he used to lean on Jesus' bosom because he was like a big child, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore mentioned to him to ask who it was of whom he spoke, because they all knew that the disciple John is the closest to his heart. So Simon, you know, he wanted to know who is this man who would betray the Lord. So he asked Saint John to ask the Lord about his name. And next time we'll continue knowing the answer of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Amen.